What happens when millions can't pay the note on their house? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. More Americans are putting their mortgage payments on hold given the dislocations of the pandemic. An industry group is out with a new survey showing that about 2 million loans were in what is called forbearance the first week of April, meaning borrowers have asked for a temporary break on the payment due. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
The emergency aid package Congress passed last month allows many homeowners to delay their mortgage payments for up to a year. And as job losses grow, more Americans are requesting that option. The Mortgage Bankers Association says about 3.7% of home loans were in forbearance as of April 5th, up 1 percentage point from the week before. Chief Economist Mike Fratantoni expects that number to grow at a rapid pace.
This is putting a real strain on some mortgage servicers.
Servicers are the companies that collect loan payments from borrowers, and they still have to pay the investors who own securities backed by those mortgages. The industry is asking the Federal Reserve for emergency loans to help cover those payments. There was a speck of good news in the survey. Average hold times for homeowners calling to get relief fell from 13 minutes to just over 10. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There are some optimistic assumptions built into a new forecast for what COVID-19 will do to the world economy this year. Lindsay Piegza is the chief economist at the investment company Stifel Nicolaus. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I mean, you'd think this would be one of these stop the presses business reporting moment, but it's fairly obvious. The International Monetary Fund has a new outlook, and it says there's going to be a recession this year, and that global gross domestic product is going to shrink by 3% instead of growing more than 3%. To be expected, I guess.
Absolutely. At this point, the market is very clearly pricing in a recession. But the question is how deep? According to the IMF, it's not going to be quite that bad. They're looking for just over a 3% contraction in growth in 2020. And they're looking for a near 6% rebound in growth by 2021. Now, of course, the IMF did say downside risks to their forecast remain, as they are assuming a near-term containment of the virus, and they're not assuming a second-round flare-up in the fall. So pretty optimistic assumptions, but nevertheless painting a positive, rosy pathway for the potential recovery of the global economy.
Lindsay Piegza at the investment company Stifel Nicolaus, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The season for quarterly corporate results has begun, and the biggest of banks, JP Morgan Chase, reported this morning that its profit was down about 70% January to March, given the challenges of coronavirus. The bank says it's setting aside a lot of money, nearly $7 billion, to cover possible defaults on loans by businesses and consumers. It was also the quarter when CEO Jamie Dimon was out for a month following emergency heart surgery. The bank still made $2.9 billion, but might not pay dividends to shareholders so as to preserve its reserves. We also have Wells Fargo today setting aside $3.8 billion for when people can't pay them back. In early trading, the Dow is up 578 points. That is 2.5%, a similar percentage rise for the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 2.9%. Toyota said today it's going to do a limited reopening of its car factories in France and in Poland a week from tomorrow. North and South American plants and Asian facilities stay closed for now. Johnson & Johnson profits rose for last quarter, with sales up for its consumer products at a time many were stocking up for sheltering in. The company is lowering its profit guidance for the rest of the year. Big media companies continue to fight for the attention of so many people holed up at home. This week, NBC Universal gets serious with its new streaming video service called Peacock, available free starting tomorrow to people who pay for Comcast Xfinity Internet or TV. Everyone else who's interested can pay to join in July. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Peacock will pack a vast library of NBC Universal content from shows like The Office to movies like Jurassic Park Users will also get early access to late-night shows with Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, but when it comes to original content...
The fact of the matter is right now, Peacock doesn't have many new feathers.
Dominic Patton is senior editor and chief critic for Deadline. He says due to production delays caused by the coronavirus, some show launches have been pushed back. The service will also be lacking what would have been a major selling point this summer with the postponement of the Olympics. But Peacock could be onto something by bundling the streaming service with a traditional cable package, says Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
It's going to migrate back to cable with one subscription. That's what we all really want.
Because juggling all those subscriptions and passwords really cuts into binge-watching time. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Now to business interruption insurance. Many firms have been paying for that coverage, and given COVID-19, they would like their checks. But many of those policies have specific exclusions for pandemics, and some insurance companies say other policies just can't cover this. Marketplace's Nova Safo is on the line from Southern California. What are the insurance companies saying, Nova, about why they can't, won't, or shouldn't pay out claims?
Right. So the insurer's position is that these policies were generally not meant for pandemics. They were supposed to cover events like, say, a restaurant's building is damaged and it has to close for a while. So interruption insurance pays out then. In fact, a lot of these policies have exemptions for communicable diseases. And these are exemptions put in place after the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. So insurers say if they have to cover all the business interruption losses now, many would go out of business.
And for proprietors who had their businesses shockingly interrupted by the virus shutdowns, what is their strategy?
Well, some are suing, including celebrity chef Thomas Keller, whose California restaurant, The French Laundry, has had to close. His lawyer, John Hotaling, told me this morning that Keller's policy actually includes coverage for virus-related incidents, and he's still not getting paid by his insurer. Hotaling has been organizing some 1,200 restaurants and related organizations to turn up the heat on insurers. Here's what he says they want.
Come clean on the policies that you owe. If you don't have enough money, well, that's a different story. We'll go to the government and try to find a solution to that.
Right. So now a handful of states are considering legislation to force insurers to pay. Washington is getting involved. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress sent a letter to insurance industry executives asking them to pay up.
All right. That is Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you very much. You can get more stories like this in our daily newsletter to help unpack what's happening in the COVID-19 economy right now and what it could mean for you. Subscribe for free, marketplace.org/newsletters. Checking markets again in early trading. The Dow is up nearly 600 points, 2.6% now. S&P up 2.5%. The Nasdaq up 3%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.